Everyone needs help.
Focus on preventing injuries and not just being reactive and treating them after they've already occurred.
We can't do it alone, so we go to someone we trust.
I'm here to help people. That's why I became a chiropractor in the first place.
Someone with the knowledge and care we all appreciate.
Quick fixes don't have the positive and lasting effects that we really want.
Dr. Tim Whiting is here to offer you a mix of sports and care, all wrapped into Wellness with Whiting.
Welcome here to Wellness with Whiting with Dr. Tim Whiting and, of course, myself, Dan Tortora. Dr. Tim Whiting in Central New York, a chiropractor who has an overall wisdom of wellness, I should call it. And today we're going to be going into something different, something we've never talked about before. But before we get there, I do want to make a quick note that if you want to go in to see a chiropractor, you need to go see someone. If you're just hurting, if your body's in pain, Dr. Tim Whiting, 315-472-7128. That's 315-472-7128. You're listening to Wellness with Whiting. All of these shows, timeless when it comes to the information that Tim is able to give. And that's why Tim is a part of the show. We talk about football. We help you with fantasy football every week. Talk about Syracuse and a lot of different things. But the one big thing that will be in every single episode is a timeless look at the health and wellness of anyone. Whether you're an athlete or not, whether you're a child, you're an adult, if you're a grandparent, a parent, if you're a kid, a student, or if you graduated, you know, in any walk of life, we've talked about concussions, we've talked about ankle injuries and different injuries, we've talked about ACL injuries, a lot of stuff with the knee, as well as sinus infections, and that conversation, and Tim saying, you know, instead of going the antibiotic route, you don't necessarily have to do that, and to take vitamin C and vitamin D, which I have been doing for the last couple months, and, you know, I've been fighting the good fight. So I can honestly say firsthand, personally, that Dr. Tim Whiting and this show has helped me out. So we're here on wakeupcalldt.com. You go to the team tab, scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting Chiropractor to listen to each episode. You can also find it on wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. That is the free downloadable app. It will automatically update for you with Wellness with Whiting in every show that we do. wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. And you can also listen on iTunes. The name of the show is the name of the free iTunes podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. So without further ado, first and foremost, Tim, how you doing?
Very good. I'm having a...
All right, Tim, how you doing?
Not too bad today, Dan. How about yourself?
Doing well. We always end up finding a way to inject comedy. It's been my life since I was little to inject comedy into things. I feel like one day there should just be an outtake show of the half an hour to an hour leading into the broadcast and everything that we talked about. Inevitably, I will link it into something today. You know that I will.
Find some way.
I'll find a way. Hitler was 2 weeks ago, then Benito Mussolini. I think we're going to stay away from those. But I did kind of make a joke about how to find a terrorist in a shelter. So we'll just go find their ex-girlfriends. They'll find them. But we're happy to have you here on the show, as always. Wellness with Whiting, with Dr. Tim Whiting's name in it, because his expertise is huge, not just for Central New York, but for people around the country and around the world. And once again, if you're in Central New York and you need some help, 315-472-7128 is the number to call to go to Dr. Tim Whiting. Great chiropractor and somebody who definitely knows a lot about the human body in general. Today's conversation is on arthritis in joints. I want to thank we had somebody actually ask us. We had a barb in New York that asked us to put this out, and I'm very happy to have the opportunity to do this. We always let you know that you can request on facebook.com/wakeupcalldt, on Twitter at calldt, C-A-L-L-D-T, or by emailing Tim Whiting directly, twhiting44@gmail.com. And you can tell us a topic that you'd like to hear on the show. Well, Barb in New York sent this topic to us and wanted to know about arthritis in joints and had a lot of different questions, which brought up a lot of different pieces. So it's not just talking about arthritis in joints on today's show. It's talking about the many connections and questions that people have. And you know, to be completely honest, Tim, I mean, I injured my knee a few years back, and I told you about that. And when I said, you know, it's clicking, it doesn't hurt, but when I walk down the stairs, it clicks on almost every stair. It just, but it doesn't hurt, doesn't feel like anything crazy is going on. I just don't like hearing the sound. But I was told, you know, at 29 years old, oh, that could be, so, you know, an early sign of arthritis. You hear the A word, and people freak out. I mean, it's a word that makes some people want to jump off a bridge. So let's start there. When you hear the A word, arthritis, should it be as scary as we've made it?
No, and that's one of the biggest things. We get a lot of people that come in. They'll have an x-ray done by their primary care physician, and they'll be talking, and like, oh, my doctor says I have arthritis. I've got osteoarthritis, and they make it into a big deal. They seem like, oh, I've got a disease. I've got something going on. And in reality, it's not a big deal. Everyone is going to have some form of arthritis. Everyone's going to have some degeneration in their joints. And it's just a way of life. It's from being upright beings. Unfortunately, that's just what's going to happen to us. As long as you're standing upright and you've got weight bearing down on these joints, it's a process that's going to happen.
So is Quasimodo free from all this?
No, he's just got it in different places. So yeah, it's not as big of a deal as people make it out to be. They just get classified into it, and they call it a disease, which in reality isn't really a disease process or natural occurring process. And I'm more on the side of it's just something that happens as we age. There are things you can do, and we'll talk about as we go along, to help prevent, prolong. So, yeah, it's not as big of a deal.
When we look at arthritis, though, and to go into the first thing here, what it, the word arthritis, and you have it as DJD, also known as OA. So I guess let's start there with what the actual word arthritis means and what some of these acronyms are.
Yeah, so reality, arthritis or osteoarthritis, as it's called, or OA, is actually a misnomer. It's commonly going to be called that. It's what you're going to hear your primary doctors call it, because it's just common language nowadays. But what those truly mean, so arthritis, arth is a joint. That's what that beginning of the word means. And itis, anytime you hear to see that, that's inflammation. So it's basically inflammation in a joint. Osteoarthritis is just claiming that to be more of all bones in general, osteo, and then inflammation again. So those are the terms that get thrown around. The true term that is really what it should be called is DJD, degenerative joint disease, because it's not technically an inflammatory process. And that's what these other words suggest. This arthritis suggests that these joints are inflamed, and it's inflammation that is causing these problems. Usually, if there is any inflammation at all, which a lot of times there isn't, it's secondary to the joint disease. So really the term isn't accurate. DJD is the more proper term to be using. So, and we'll go a little bit later, and we'll talk about a true arthritis called rheumatoid arthritis, which is inflammatory and has a completely different process. So we'll touch on that a little bit later. So again, DJD should be really the correct term used. It's a non-inflammatory condition. It's basically just wear and tear on your joints from them being weight-bearing, from using them repetitively. So you'll see it a lot of times in the knees, hips, low back, and hands. So that's usually the places we'll see it. And again, it's really not inflammatory, but you can get some inflammation in it, and it can cause pain.
Let me ask you this question. With arthritis, I was asked, you know, if I hear the click, well, let's start there. Why, when you're moving a joint and you hear clicking, and it's not hurting, but okay, like when I walk down the stairs, that it's kind of like not popping like bubble paper, a lighter sound than that, but when people hear that sound, they say, oh, you know, I was at a physical therapist, and they said, oh, that just might be arthritis. Why? What's up with that sound connecting to the general thought of it being arthritis?
Yeah, again, kind of a misnomer. Most times when you hear popping or clicking in a joint, it's going to be the ligaments or the tendons being tight and them rolling over one another, snapping back into place. If it is truly due to arthritis and you're hearing a clicking or a grinding noise, That's when you're down to bone-on-bone contact, them rubbing up against each other, and that's going to be super painful. So if you're just hearing these noises and there's no real pain, chances are it's the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments that are just moving around these surfaces and stuff, and it's not really arthritis. But it's a common thing that doctors will just say, oh, it's just arthritis, and kind of throw it out there as a term, when in reality it's not really. It's probably more likely a muscle, tendon, ligament when that's happening.
When you hear that, and if it's not bone on bone, is there something that you're doing wrong with your body? Is it just something that happens with the body? I mean, I didn't put it this way. My knees bending down and back up since I was a little kid would always pop a little. Not every time, but they would pop. One would, or both would, or the other one would. But the clicking noise, so to speak, the more I went to physical therapy and the stronger my leg got, and both of my legs, and I'm not saying this like I'm cocky, like, you know, I'm Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Yes, I did make the analogy, but he's a dick. I'm going to have to say what he is. He is.
But he's got arms as big as a barge, so.
He does. And he's also a drunk, and he supports alcoholism, but.
That's totally the poor guy's part, life part.
You gotta. I don't like Gaston. I like Lumiere. That's my guy. So, it's my candlestick. But when I hear that noise, is there something that I have done wrong? Because I heard it a little bit, and then as I'm working on my injury, my injury was to my patellar tendon, and they wanted to work on my quad outside and kind of my kneecap, but I didn't have, you know, as far as I know, any tears, no ligament tears, no meniscal injury, so from what they said. So when I'm hearing that, I've heard it more and more and more ever since I went to physical therapy. They pushed me harder, 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 and then not going in the last few months, it's still making the same noise that it did. But that's what I was saying to the physical therapist. The more you work me out, my knee, my leg feels strong, but it's making this noise a lot more. So what does that mean, that my knee's not hurting, but essentially the stronger I made my leg and the more I did to help myself, I hear the noise more?
And again, it's not necessarily anything, a big deal. It's something to worry about. Chances are, as your leg got stronger, your quad, as you call it, got stronger, it made that tendon a little bit tighter, pulling your kneecap back a little bit tighter. So now you've got more chance of everything just kind of being tight in the area. So I think it would be more of a mobilization issue. When I would look at your knee, I'd be looking at how the actual patella, the kneecap, is moving, how the ligaments and stuff are moving around the knee, and how tight the muscles are surrounding it. And that would be where I would address it, because you're not going to lose strength by loosening up the muscles, by stretching, by doing some mobilization in the area. So that's where I would look more. It's not really arthritic changes, especially if you didn't have an injury to the bones in the area. It's not really going to change or progress arthritis at your age.
So you look at it more along the lines of, if I'm hearing that noise, that maybe I just need to stretch more.
It could be.
Somebody in this case.
Again, without looking at it and seeing it completely.
If people at home are like, I'm hearing a noise, but it's not hurting, that maybe it's a mobile.
It's more what I would say would be more of a soft tissue issue than the joint itself, than the hard bones that you would really be associated with.
So nothing
with
to worry about.
Yeah. You know, and have it checked out. And that's what we do as chiropractors, and some physical therapists and stuff will help you out as well. And that's kind of what we want to address. We want to address that issue that's going on, that mobility issue.
I want to look at another issue to it, and I could take this from personal experience, and I like to do that. You know, if I could talk about something firsthand, people listening could say, you know, I've been there too, or maybe they don't know, but I think it's good to bring it all together, is that I was asked with my knee, have you ever fallen on it? Now, I've never broken my knee. I've never, you know, broken any bones or anything in my legs. But they asked me, have you ever fallen on it? And there have been two or three instances that I came down on concrete, you know, or cement or whatever, right on my knee. So the physical therapist had said to me, they said, well, if you've fallen on it, that could be why you're hearing the clicking, that could be the arthritis. You could have done something to your knee by falling on it that is bringing arthritis into your life. And I didn't really know what that meant. So, you know, for other people that's been said to, when they're like, oh, have you fallen on your knee? And you say, well, yes, I have. And they say, okay, well, you know, that might have made arthritis happen a little bit quicker. What does that mean? How do you respond to that?
Yeah. So, who hasn't fallen on their knees? We fall on our knees thousands of times when we're kids, and you're just trying to think of a recent example.
Right.
So why don't you get it when you were a little kid, if that's what's initiating this onset? So, yes, anytime you have trauma to an area, something gets hurt, your body's got to fix it. You have to heal. And sometimes our body overreacts, overcompensates in the healing process. So maybe something did happen to the bone. You got a little bit roughed up, not necessarily a fracture or anything, but now you have overhealing the area. Maybe you've got some calcium that was deposited in the area, some calcium where the ligaments and tendons attach. And so you kind of have an overhealing process now. And again, things got tighter, and that could be causing it. Yes, again, impact to the joint, especially over-impacting. I mean, I'd be more worried about basketball players' knees than someone that's fallen on their knees. It's the constant drive, that banging up and down, that is really going to do something long-term than one-time fall. So an acute injury, can it increase your risk of developing it down the road? Yes, but who's to say you weren't going to develop it anyway? So it's really not a good good reason to think that you'll have early onset arthritis, but it can happen.
Yeah, because, you know, people fall on your knee, on their knees, like you said. I don't know how to stop on rollerblades at all, especially not going down a hill. And my cousin, who has a Hooters problem that I addressed with you off the air, he was with me. I'm not talking about owls, okay, people? Like, that's fine. If you have, like, an owl problem, I'm good with it. As long as you're not endangering them, I'm fine. They're beautiful creatures. They hunt at night, which is so cool. But... and he's like, so do I. But I was like, no, you don't. but he gave me a pair of rollerblades, and he was like, come on, let's go down this hill. Well, here's me. Like, I like to be challenged. I have a Curious George element. I'm better at it now, but I had, like, a Curious George, and, like, everybody was rollerblading, and I was like, screw it. I don't know how to stop, but I bet you I'll teach myself on this steep hill that has cars on both sides. So... he's like, you just like go back and forth. He's like, when you want to slow down, you just kind of like go side to side. And I was like, but you're still going down a hill. Mm-hmm. So I started at the top of this hill where I went to college. I was a freshman. So I made it through. I'm alive today. Don't know how. But there was a moment of sheer terror. I'm going down the hill. And anybody that's ever watched anybody skiing or blading or skating or anything, when you crouch down and you bring all your body mass together, you go faster. Well, I freaked out. So I was standing straight up, and there's cars on both sides of me. And I bent down, and then I started going, like, super fast and said, oh, my God, this is a bad idea. I tried to stand back up. And I said, okay, I'm either going to go all the way down the hill and hope to God that there's no traffic because there's a light at the bottom of the hill, and then I don't get hit by either cars coming either way. And if I don't get hit, then I'll just fly up in the air, maybe bang into this person's house, hit the tree, or go up in the air, come down on the grass. Or my last-ditch effort was to try and turn my body to the left away from the cars and go in and try and go down the side street. So I tried to pull myself down the side street. I jumped up in the air. Well, as people know, rollerblades make you feel like you have weights on your legs, like you can't jump. So I tried to jump and put my knees on the grass, and I jumped, didn't make the grass, hit both knees straight on the cement, and fell flat down. So that's kind of the injury thing. But again, you know, this... I was 18 years old, and I was rollerblading. So, you know, to think back in my life and have somebody say, well, because of that moment, like, you brought arthritis upon yourself, it was, you know, it's a hard thing to stomach. And that's why I wanted to talk with you about it, Tim, because You know, people look back on their time and they're like, I shouldn't have had fun as a child because now I have arthritis. You know,
yeah,
people
freak out. That's the biggest thing. Don't stop living your life fearing you're going to develop this disease again, as they call it.
Don't stop rollerblading on fire. So yeah.
You know, I mean, it's... Can it cause it to happen sooner? Yes. But other things, again, we'll talk about as we go down, that you can do to prevent it or prevent it from getting worse. Yes, and that's the more important thing. Live your life. Do what you want to do. And address the problems as they come, or try to prevent them a little bit. So we'll get into some things in a little bit on it as well.
Never forget the fact that my cousin told me to walk it off. I was like, well, if I could walk, that would be phenomenal. I'm going to have to crawl it off. I actually did start to crawl back up the hill.
There you go.
Don't know how I got back in, but I did. And he was like, I'm going to keep rollerblading. I was like, cool, you can find another place to sleep tonight.
I'm just going
to
sit here and bleed. So.
I'm just going to sit here and bleed and cry. Have a vision of my future and someone go, did you ever fall on your knees when you were younger? Everyone has.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a step aside here on Wellness with Whiting, with Dr. Tim Whiting, myself, Dan Tortora. We're talking about arthritis in joints. It is something that has potential of affecting everybody at some point. Like Tim said, arthritis will happen. So we're talking about this, trying to dispel some rumors and some thoughts, and getting into some of the questions that Barb in New York posed. I want to thank Barb for sending her question in. If you have a topic that you want us to cover on Wellness with Whiting, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/wakeupcalldt, at calldt on Twitter, C-A-L-L-D-T. But probably the easiest way would be to shoot an email either to me at dtstays@gmail.com, D as in Dan, T as in Thomas, stays@gmail.com, or twhiting44@gmail.com, or, as it happened in this scenario, somebody comes up to me, conversation happens, and says, hey, have you ever talked about this on your show? No, we haven't. Would you like us to? And gave a bunch of questions, and I sent it over to Tim, and Tim wanted to do this because he felt like it would help you out for everybody listening. So we will be back in a few minutes talking about arthritis in joints here on Wellness with Whiting, and so much more coming up after that.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care, in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs. Hi, this is Dr. Tim Whiting with today's tip on dehydration. Although most people know we need 8 to 10 cups of water a day, up to 75% of the population is chronically dehydrated. This can lead to many health issues, including decreased athletic performance. A mere 2% dehydration can lead to 30% decrease in athletic performance. Do you hate the taste of plain water? Try infusing it with natural fruits and vegetables. My favorite's watermelon mint. For more tips and infos, look for my link on wakeupcalldt.com.
Welcome back here to Wellness with Whiting with Dr. Tim Whiting, myself, Dan Tortora. You are listening to us right now on wakeupcalldt.com. On the team tab, scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting, chiropractor. Make sure you do that if you haven't done it before. Go to wakeupcalldt.com. And on the top of the page, you see the team. Scroll down on that tab to Dr. Tim Whiting, chiropractor. You will get every single week an updated list of injury reports for fantasy football. You will get all of our episodes, and you'll also get a bunch of other things coming up, including some questions and some things that we might pose to you on there as well. And you can listen at any time to Dr. Tim Whiting's tips that can help you at any point in your life with ACL injuries, ankle injuries, why fad diets don't work. You can listen to all of those on there. So ACL, ankle, why fad diets don't work. And there was one more on there as far as
dehydration.
So Dr. Tim Whiting has four of those on there. There will be more being added. I want to thank everybody that has taken the time to listen to the quick tips. They're only about a minute. So make sure you go and listen to them. on wakeupcalldt.com, and you're also listening on the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get at wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. Very happy to be here with Tim once again, talking this time around about arthritis and joints. So I'm going to let it over to Tim now, because you have done the research, you are the doctor. So where do you want to go next with arthritis?
All right, so yeah, I kind of took Barb's questions here, and a couple of them were very similar in the way they were asked, and so had a little overlap. So I broke those down and then added a few things, and so I hope I've got everything here that you asked, Barb, and I think it'll be very informative. So we already talked about what arthritis really is and what the correct term should be. Again, that should be DJD, degenerative joint disease. It's a real term for it. Kind of one of the questions she had was, can it be hereditary, basically? Can it come from your family? A lot of times you'll hear your doctor saying, like, well, your dad has arthritis, so you're most likely going to get it. In reality, as I said, it's more of a process from wear and tear, what you do during your life, than anything else. So genetics always play a role in something, whether it's how tall you are, how big you're going to be, how hard or soft your bones are going to be. Those will have components that could lead to an increased likelihood of more arthritis. But itself, as arthritis, as being passed down, that's not how it works. It's going to be more based on your lifestyle. If your dad was 6'4", 240 pounds, and a mason for his entire life, chances are he's going to have a lot of arthritis in his hands and his back. If you come out and you're a 5'1", 100-pound girl, and you have more of a sedentary lifestyle or a desk job, chances of you having as much arthritis as him, it's not going to happen. So it's a lot of your lifestyle, a lot of your job, a lot of your body build that have more of an impact than hereditary, than genetics do in this aspect. One of the other questions that was kind of asked, but not really, but I'm going to throw it in there. I wanted to separate it from another form of arthritis called rheumatoid arthritis. It's been getting a lot lately, the last couple of years. People hear about it more. So what is that? Rheumatoid arthritis is actually an autoimmune disorder. Your body, for some reason, decides to start attacking itself. There are a bunch of autoimmune diseases. This is just one of them. What happens is it actually starts attacking the cartilage of your joints. So something signals your body that the cartilage, or the synovium, to be exact, is bad, and your body starts attacking it and wearing it away. So same way in arthritis that it gets worn away from motion, from movement and weight bearing, this does, but from your immune system's aspect. So this is the inflammatory part. This can actually be called an arthritis because it is inflammatory. This will usually be a lot more painful. You'll see it more symmetrical. It'll be in both hands, both elbows, both knees, where DJD will be seen usually in the dominant hand, maybe one leg only.
I feel like DJD is a rapper.
It could be.
Sounds like a rapper. Well, think about it. It's like, what's up? This is DJD. You know, if you're on like if we're doing a show, it's like DJD drop the beat, and then like his counterpart, it's like, yo, what's up to Mixmaster Rheumatoid Arthritis? How you doing? And he's like, I'm crazy. Like, I feel like rheumatoid arthritis would be the guy in your group that you just bring along. This is like crazy, like just going nuts.
Kind of
in the
like
corner.
His crazy cousin.
He's like, do you have Cheerios? And then there's like DJD spitting some beats. But rheumatoid yes. arthritis. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible rapper name. We've agreed. Yeah. Is something that will happen. Like you said, symmetrical, what happened in both hands, both knees.
Right.
So if people start seeing that, then...
Yeah, that's usually, again, it's going to be very very inflammatory. So they actually see redness, swelling of the joints, looking at both your hands, your wrists, feet, ankles, knees, things like that. If you start seeing stuff like that, a lot of inflammation, that's when you really want to get into your doctor and get to what they call a rheumatologist. Yes, they'll look at regular arthritis as well, but they're more focused on these autoimmune diseases. So they won't just do joints. They'll do a lot of other autoimmune things as well. But that's something you follow up with either your chiropractor or your primary care physician first to kind of have it checked out, have some blood tests done, and then go from there. There's a lot of stuff you can do now, especially if you catch it early. There's some medications you can be put on. Being under regular chiropractic care is another thing that you can do, exercise, things like that, if you do have RA or rheumatoid arthritis. Next was, if you already are experiencing symptoms, is there anything you can do? So yeah, again, don't stop doing things just because you have this. Will it limit you in some things? Yes, but the biggest thing is to keep moving. You want to keep the joints moving. Just like if you had a bolt that you haven't moved in years and it gets rusted and corroded, try taking that out after a couple years of sitting there. It's not gonna work as well. So
those are the ones that you give up on a wrench and you try to like do it with your teeth. It doesn't work out.
Had to torch them out.
Then you end up going to a dentist and a chiropractor.
So yeah, so keep moving, keep the joints loose, keep them mobile. A lot of times with the classic arthritis, people say like, "Oh, I'm just really stiff when I first wake up in the morning, and then after I walk around or take a hot shower, I feel better." That's a classic of regular arthritis. The joints start moving, they get lubricated with this fluid that is between your joints. The muscles get warmed up, everything gets looser. So that'll help manage the pain naturally and help prevent further degeneration.
Let me ask you this. When you say keep moving, mm-hmm. if you start to feel what you think is arthritis in your hands, and like sometimes you have like one of your fingers go stiff or something like that, what can people do in that case? Because you know, you feel it in your legs, you're walking, you feel it in your arms, you're moving around. But if you feel it in your hands, what can you do? Because it seems like that's when people really start to get worried, when it's because we use our hands for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, again, just using your hands for everything is going to be one way. It can be painful, so there are some things you can do. But for your hands, a stress ball. There's some bands and stuff you can use. There's this one, it looks like a tube, that's like a twist, a twisting bar you can use that'll help strengthen your forearm muscles. Hand stretches, just pulling your fingers back towards your wrist and then down towards your wrist in a couple different directions will help keep them mobile. So there's things you can do that'll help that as well. Heat is another good one to help loosen up everything in the morning, whether it's a hot shower, a hot tub, a hot pack, something around the area that'll help loosen everything up. Water therapy, so if you still want to exercise but your knees are just super bad, they've been sore forever, and walking or running hurts them, get into a pool. There's a lot of places around here that have aquatic centers, so you can get in, you can swim, you can
YMCAs.
You can do aerobics in these things, and it takes the pressure off the joints, so less weight bearing. It's great.
There's an Olympic sport, and it's only women. Synchronized swimming. Oh, yeah. Yes, it's only women. I got asked this, and watched some man will like come out and be like, no, but. I was asked that by somebody, by Brian over at Large and Life Toys and Comics. He said, what is the only Olympic sport that is still just one gender? And it's synchronized swimming, which is really hard to do.
Yeah,
you have to, like, somehow, like, you have to stay afloat in the water.
Get yourself out of the water.
Yeah, you have to get out of the water, and you do all these kinds of exercises. I mean, I would venture to say that those people are feeling good in the water, probably don't have a lot of arthritis, or they fought it off. Yeah. But I feel like at one point in our life, they're going to like shoot the camera down into the water, and you're going to see that somebody's been holding these people up the entire time.
Scuba gear on.
There's somebody with like scuba gear underneath, that just, and they have like a mirror, so you can't see the people that are under them. It'd be pretty funny. Now, all jokes aside, though, credit to those people. It's crazy. I love to swim, but sweet mother, that's difficult.
A couple other things you can do if you're experiencing symptoms. Losing weight is a huge one. You got to take the pressure off those joints that are weight-bearing, especially if they're weight-bearing joints, like your low back, your hips, your knees.
I feel like weight affects everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, weight, your overall health, you're not going to lose you're not going to see any bad effects from losing weight if you are a little bit overweight, whether it's helping you prevent cardiovascular disease or DJD or diabetes, long-term, anything. It's just healthy for you. Obviously, if you're at a healthy weight, then you don't need to worry about that. You do other things. Obviously, as a chiropractor, I'm going to say chiropractic. Not just to toot my own horn, but to say I see this every day. I work on people every day that have this problem, and they feel better when they leave. I adjust the joints. I get them moving again. Just like I said, one of the best things is movement, and we can focus the movement on the specific joints that are locked up. So instead of you just trying to stretch and twist and not quite get it, chiropractors, we are trained to move the specific joints that we're looking at. Sure, physical therapy can help in certain aspects of it. If you need something strengthened, toned, stretched out a little bit more, that will help as well. So I'm not knocking that by any means.
I keep holding back stuff when you say things. Because you're giving all this great information. You're being very helpful. I feel like I'm like color commentating it. When you said when you said I don't want to toot my own horn. I was thinking, do like truck drivers ever say that to each other? That's number one, because I don't think they do. And number two, you said locked up, and all I could think about was that song. I'm locked up. They won't let me out. Akon. So
Akon, he's some good stuff.
Yeah, Akon brings something to the table. I'm not going to say what it is. But he brings something to the table. He was the Kanye West of old. Akon was the guy that everybody was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he just did that. And then Kanye came along, and then the Akons of the world are like, thank you. We appreciate it.
Take all the attention away from me.
Absolutely.
So other things, topical pain relief, so things like your BioFreeze, Tiger Bombs, something like that. That'll just help tolerate the pain.
It's not like gonna shot. Tiger Freeze, what is it?
BioFreeze.
BioFreeze Tiger Bomb.
BioFreeze is one. Tiger Bomb is another one.
Okay, all right.
So Icy Hot, it's a common one that people are
familiar with. Oh, okay. BioFreeze like Tiger Bomb.
Yes.
Someone's gonna make that into a shot.
Yeah. So those will help with just with the local pain. Not gonna fix anything, but it'll make it feel better. NSAID, so like your ibuprofen, really not gonna help that much because again, it's not an inflammatory condition.
Saying don't take any ibuprofen when it comes to arthritis?
No, if they are inflamed, if you know like it's acting up, you can see there's inflammation in the area, you can take them and they might help a little bit. But there are differences between NSAIDs, again, ibuprofen, and Tylenol, which is acetaminophen. Acetaminophen has some anti-inflammatory properties, but it's also more of a painkiller. So for people that are just in pain, that might help a little bit more, the Tylenol, the acetaminophen.
Regular Tylenol or the extra strength one?
Yeah, probably just regular to start. You always want to start lighter and work your way up. Again, as a chiropractor, medication is not my thing. We do try to do naturally. So if you guys do have anything about medications, ask your doctor. They're a little bit more, your medical doctor, excuse me, they're a little more in tune with the stuff, and they can point you into the right direction. But I would say avoid them anyways because they have so many negative side effects that we can do things naturally. And here's some of the natural ones you can use. Omega-3, so fish oils are huge. They are anti-inflammatory, so if you do have anything going on, that will help, as well as helping to lubricate the joints. Glucosamine and chondroitin, up and down results. They work for some people, it doesn't work for some people, but the idea with this is to actually help rebuild the damaged joints. Try it out for a couple months. If it doesn't work for you, chances are it's not going to work for you, so don't waste your time and money, but it's worth a shot because it does help some people. There's a great product. It's called Wobenzyme, and it sounds really weird, but Wobenzyme. If nothing else works, this might be one of them. It's got some digestive enzymes in it to help people out with some of the inflammation, as well as joint lubrication and stuff. So those are some natural things. Ginger, turmeric, anything you can look up that's anti-inflammatory, those will help. May help as well. Kind of the same as above was, can you minimize the effects of the joints? Kind of what we just said, keep moving, losing weight, things like that. Chiropractic care can help. Can you block the effects of pain or the progression of pain? Similar to what we said, you can block it all you want, but it's not really addressing it. So you really want to address the problem, which is the lack of motion, the lack of lubrication in the joints. So moving the joints, chiropractic, exercise, things like that are going to help more in the long run. If it is painful and you can't get through your day, then yes, taking something may be effective to help block that pain. And can you stop it from going to other parts of your body? This was kind of an interesting one. Because, again, people get confused and think that this is a disease process that is taking over your body. And if I've got it here, then it's gonna progress to this joint. That's really not how it works. That's more how like the rheumatoid arthritis does, where your body starts attacking it. In rheumatoid, you're really not going to prevent it. It's going to attack where it's going to attack. But they have medications to help that. As far as DJD goes, regular arthritis, it's going to be more common in the joints that you use a lot. So if you use your hands a lot, it's going to be common to have there. I know people that used to do upholstery or work like that, like sewing machines, they have a lot of it in their hands. Mechanics, their hands and their shoulders. Masons more in their knees and their low backs because they're standing up and bending a lot. So it depends on what you do, what activities you do, where you're going to get it. So it's not really going to progress to joints throughout your body, and so it's not like you have to worry about it spreading by any means. So those are the questions basically that Barb got. Again, a couple overlaps, so I kind of joined them into one, so I should have gotten everything. That's about it. The big take-homes are don't let it bother you as a diagnosis. It's not a huge issue. It's a natural occurring thing, because we're upright beings. It's going to happen. So best things are lose weight, maybe get some supplements, and see a chiropractor. You're going to help prevent it from getting worse, feel better, get moving more. So those would be my take-home tips.
And everything feels better with Tiger Balm.
Yes.
So BioFreeze Tiger Balm, go into that a little bit more. That's those are in Icy Hot?
All right, so they're all the same. There's what they call a topical analgesic, so something you put on your skin to block a pain signal.
Okay.
So, again, they're different products, but similar. So BioFreeze is one product. Tiger Balm is another one, and Icy Hot is probably the most common one. You'll see Shaq does the commercials for Icy Hot all the time. So all they have in them, they have usually natural oils. It'll be like methanol scent that you'll get from it. So you'll be feeling it, that cooling effect that it's going to have. And basically how that helps is as you put it on, it starts evaporating from your skin, and you feel that sensation, which actually blocks the pain sensation because it kind of is always there. You're feeling that cooling effect, and so it tricks your brain to pick up on that signal instead of the pain signal. So again, it's not actually fixing anything. It's just helping your body think that there's no pain going on because you're feeling a different sensation all the time. And you can get those over the counter. You'll find those in vitamin shops and Wegmans, Walmart. We have BioFreeze specifically in our office. We think it works better than a few others.
That coming from Dr. Tim Whiting, a look at arthritis in joints here on Wellness with Whiting on wakeupcalldt.com. Go to the team tab, scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting, chiropractor, and you're also listening to us on the free Wake Up Call DT app you get by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. MOBILE. We'll be right back here to talk about the injuries going around in the NFL for your favorite teams, your favorite sport. If you love football, you love the NFL, you love a specific team, you love sports in general, you got a fantasy football team, whatever it may be, when it comes to fantasy football and it comes to these injuries, this is the place to be. Wellness with Whiting, coming back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Whiting with today's tip on dehydration. Although most people know we need 8 to 10 cups of water a day, up to 75% of the population is chronically dehydrated. This can lead to many health issues, including decreased athletic performance. A mere 2% dehydration can lead to 30% decrease in athletic performance. Do you hate the taste of plain water? Try infusing it with natural fruits and vegetables. My favorite's watermelon mint. For more tips and infos, look for my link on wakeupcalldt.com. This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Welcome back here to Wellness with Whiting on wakeupcalldt.com. On the team tab, scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting, chiropractor. And you can also be listening right now on the free Wake Up Call DT app. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. You get it by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. MOBILE. And you can also hear it on iTunes. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast. Search Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora in the podcast on iTunes. So, however you're listening in, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for going to the Dr. Tim Whiting Chiropractor page on wakeupcalldt.com under the team tab. to not only listen to the tips that Dr. Tim Whiting has provided in those short audio clips, as well as some of the other things that Tim is able to do, which is present with me the wake-up call injury report for fantasy football, talk about Syracuse injuries on the shows, and of course all the Wellness with Whiting shows that we do and everything that is to come. So I truly appreciate everything that Tim's done on so many different angles, on audio and written, as well as some video stuff we might look into doing in the future. So it is now time for us to go around the NFL, take a look at some of these injuries, team by team in alphabetical order, the big injuries. You will see the entire injury report for your fantasy football picks happening every week prior to game time. So Thursday night, obviously, you'll have what you need for Thursday night football, but outside of Thursday night, you want to make sure you check back on the weekend and you will have an updated, because I try to update it right before the game and right, you know, I give as very short amount of time as possible as I can to make sure I get all 32 teams so that you're getting up-to-date information, and if anything changes, you're more than free to contact me for your wake-up call injury report presented by Dr. Tim Whiting. You'll find that on wakeupcalldt.com on the team tab, going down to Dr. Tim Whiting Chiropractor, scrolling down. You can ask questions on your specific team and injury by going to facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and on Twitter at calldt, C-A-L-L-D-T. So like we always do, we're going to start at the top of the alphabet, work our way down, and these are the big injuries or injuries that have a huge effect on the team. We're not going to go to every injury on the injury report for fantasy football. You'll get that written on the Dr. Tim Whiting Chiropractor page on Wellness with Whiting. We're looking at specifics, as you know, if you've listened in before. So with the Arizona Cardinals, I think it's important to mention them because their top three wide receivers are all questionable this week and have been limited in practice or haven't practiced. So, and they're going up against a Cincinnati team. Cincinnati's got a good offense. Arizona's got a good defense. Good offense as well. But with Carson Palmer, he could be without some, if not all, wide receiver John Brown, wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, and wide receiver Michael Floyd. Brown and Floyd have hamstring injuries. Fitzgerald has an ankle injury. They're all questionable, but Larry Fitzgerald's been the only one that's practiced, and it's been limited. So what you can say about that, Tim, knowing that the air attack could be affected here?
Yeah, I think just because it is that Cincinnati team, they're coming off a loss. Arizona's going to want to bring everything, so they're going to do whatever they can to make sure their receivers are ready, especially with Fitzgerald. He did do a light practice, so chances are he's going to go with that ankle injury. And the other one, I believe, was hamstring injuries anyways, so limiting them in practice or not practicing was the right move on their part. Let that hamstring rest. So chances are they'll be playing this week just because it is Cincinnati. It's not going to be an easy game. They're going to want to be performing at their top.
The Buffalo Bills, this is good for them to see. They had once had Percy Harvin, Tyrod Taylor, Marcus Easley, Sammy Watkins,
Carlos Williams,
and LeSean McCoy on their injury report. Right now, they're only showing Kyle Williams, their defensive lineman. So, good news for fantasy owners out there. Carolina Panthers, I just have to say it. He's not the starting running back, but Fozzie Bear Whitaker with that hip injury has left him questionable. I love your name, Fozzie. I hope you're healthy and you're ready to play. Chicago Bears, Matt Forte, running back, knee injury questionable, has been a limited participant in practice. He has missed time with this knee injury. So just what your thoughts are on Matt Forte, because we've been talking about him for a couple weeks.
So again, it's that MCL strain that he had. Not as bad as what Big Ben had, but it is going to keep him limited, if anything. And his backup there has been decent, not any. But
so, Jeremy Langford is going to be a guy that's definitely getting picked up if he hasn't been already.
Yeah, so I think you're better off playing Langford for more points if you're talking about fantasy. Forte will probably play limited like I think he did last week. He played a couple.
When we look at the Chicago Bears, though, I do want to take a look at, there's two injuries that have been going on to their wide receivers, and the first one, Alshon Jeffrey, and the second man to mention is Eddie Royal, and they're both questionable. Now, Alshon Jeffrey, for anybody that has him on their roster, you know that when he's questionable, he somehow finds a way to play, but Eddie Royal's been out of it. So Eddie Royal is still questionable right now. Alshon Jeffrey didn't do much in the last game that the Bears won since our last show, 37-13 over the Rams. Jeremy Langford was the top receiver, even though he's a running back. 7 catches for 109 yards and a touchdown. Zach Miller, the tight end, had 5 catches for 107, 2 touchdowns. Alshon Jeffrey was behind that, 3 catches for 23 yards, no touchdowns. So I think it's safe to say when Alshon Jeffrey is on the questionable list, he always more often than not, 90 to 92.3% of the time, he finds his way onto the field. Mm-hmm. But you see his numbers, looks like he's kind of hampered by that. The Rams also have a good defense, so that could have played a role. But when we look at Alshon Jeffrey and Eddie Royal, they're both questionable. Jeffrey usually plays. Royal hasn't been. But they're playing against Denver, and Denver's defense, no matter what Peyton Manning does, has been strong. So how are we looking at these two?
Yeah, I'm thinking not big pickups, as we just looked at Alshon Jeffries. Even when he has played the last couple times, he hasn't been a huge turnout, especially against this Denver team. I don't think he's going to be doing too much, so we'll see. I wouldn't play them. I'd look around for a couple other people.
Nothing to say on Josh Gordon because he keeps himself out of the NFL. He fought his suspension last year only to get suspended indefinitely this year, so don't have to worry about that. Dallas Cowboys, as we go down the line here, Dan Bailey, their kicker, who can make those 50-plus yarders. He's been a strong guy for the team, and they're on the road. They're not going to be playing inside of their normal dome that they can close. Dan Bailey has a foot and a knee injury that's left him questionable, and he hasn't been practicing. So how do we look at this scenario, knowing that this is a kicker that obviously gives points to people?
Yeah, as a precaution, I would probably not play him. One, he's got a knee and foot injury, which he desperately needs as a kicker. Two, he's outside, so he's going to be...
Do you need your knee and foot as a kicker? I don't think you do.
Probably not.
you can just smack it with your hand, and it'll go.
And, you know, they're in Miami. It's a little bit different atmosphere. Again, they're outside. So with all the different changing factors from what we see of him regularly, I would probably pick somebody else up, especially as a kicker. Someone just gets you a couple points.
When we look at the Denver Broncos, it's been stated that Peyton Manning is most likely not going to be playing. Yeah. He has a foot injury as well as a rib cage injury. Had an injury before. I believe they said that he has a plantar
fasciitis.
Yeah, I believe that he has that. So that's it. Said his foot on here, but the plantar fasciitis.
And so the plantar fascia, yeah, the bottom fascia of the foot. It says he actually has a tear in it, which is not that good because that plantar fascia.
Well, he hasn't been himself.
Yeah, no matter what you do, whether it's just trying to walk, trying to move your big toe, your ankle, it's all connected, your calf. It all ties in on that bottom of your foot, so any movement in there can cause a lot of pain, especially if it's torn. It could be a long recovery for it. They're not saying that it is, but they did say that he's benched this week. So,
and when you look at his scenario, there's obviously injuries that have happened as well for some of those Denver Broncos wide receivers, and I want to make a note here when we're looking at those receivers. Two of the guys, well, tight end Owen Daniels, knee and shoulder injury, questionable, hasn't practiced. He did play in the last game, even though he was on the injury report. But I want to make a note, too, of Emmanuel Sanders, wide receiver, ankle and finger injury. He's questionable. He hasn't practiced. Ronnie Hillman, the running back, quadriceps injury. He's probable. Might be time to look at somebody like him because Brock Osweiler is going to be out there. So Emmanuel Sanders and Owen Daniels, I mean, they're not doing crazy amounts. But Brock really didn't go after them. Owen Daniels had 1 catch for 14 yards in the last game where we saw Brock come in with Peyton Manning. Emmanuel Sanders, nothing. Demaryius Thomas seems to still be the guy, but he didn't get over 100 yards when Brock came in, and there was 4 interceptions thrown by Peyton Manning. So I think it's safe to say, injury or not, that the Demaryius Thomases, the Owen Daniels, and the Emmanuel Sanders of the world are probably the guys to stay away from this week for Denver. And Ronnie Hillman, maybe he's a pickup at running back.
I'd probably pick up run. They're going to try to run him. Because
they don't run often, but they don't have...
And if you need a receiver, Demaryius Thomas, you know, they're going to try to go to their main guy. And especially with a young quarterback, they're going to try to probably go to a tight end and a running back a lot. So with Owen Daniels being questionable, though, I still probably wouldn't take him as someone you're going to get big points out of.
The Detroit Lions have struggled to score with anybody this season. I mean, anyone you look at, running back Amir Abdullah, running back Joyke Bell, wide receiver Calvin Johnson, wide receiver Golden Tate, quarterback Matt Stafford. The only guy that's looked good, and I said this going into the past week's game, was that there, I believe he's a 5'9 receiver, I think he's 187 pounds, Lance Moore, who I interviewed down in Tampa when he used to play for the New Orleans Saints. I said the best receiver on the Detroit Lions is Lance Moore, and he backed that up this past week going up against Green Bay, that he really is the best option out there for them. Joyke Bell has a shoulder injury that's left him questionable, but he's thought he'd be a third down back. He's been a no down back. He's been completely awful. Calvin Johnson, ankle injuries left him questionable. He hasn't practiced. Calvin's usually the guy that you see out there. Megatron doesn't usually take days off just like he does in the comic books and the animated series. But where do we stand with Calvin Johnson? He's not 100%, but this offense, and I have to say it, this offense led by offensive coordinator Jim Bob Cooter is not the offense. That's his real name. It's not the offense. No offense. Mom gave it to him. Love it. But this is not the offense that is moving Detroit, even though there's so many names that should be doing something.
Yeah, and we've seen it time, week in week, from Calvin Johnson. He just hasn't been himself, whether he's been plagued with injuries or it's the offense or quarterback to get him the ball kind of thing. He hasn't been a solid pickup. I had him beginning the season on my team, and I recently dropped him because he just hasn't been doing anything. I picked up a couple other receivers. You know, you're always going to hope he's going to have a big game, but getting this deep into it, sitting and hoping and waiting on it's not, you know, always a good choice. So with him being injured and with the little that he's done this season fantasy-wise, I'd probably try to start somebody else if there's anyone else you can put ahead of him.
Isn't it nice that now that we go on to the Green Bay Packers, that we're on the other side of this game against Detroit, most recently in a loss, that Aaron Rodgers this is a prolific offense. They find ways to score. Randall Cobb, James Jones, you go down the line with them. Devontae Adams is back now. And, I mean, there's other guys that are getting involved. James Starks, Eddie Lacy is getting healthy again. But Aaron Rodgers hasn't been doing well. Here's my issue. When Tony Romo was struggling, it was because of Jessica Simpson. It was a big thing. That if you have a woman that comes support you, that people know who she is, that she's got to be. I mean, a lot of these guys have girlfriends, whatever they, wives, fiancés, and it's not a big deal. But Olivia Munn, being the girlfriend of Aaron Rodgers, is now on one of the potential five reasons he's not playing well. So let's address the fact that Aaron Rodgers is most likely enjoying his home life, and somehow dating Olivia Munn means that he sucks at football. Let's go there first.
Yeah, I never liked any of that stuff, trying to pull people's personal lives into it. Yes, personally, you can get your mind boggled and stuff when you're going out there, but I mean, especially from Aaron Rodgers, he's so level-headed, he's so cool, calm, and collective normally, that I don't think anything like that's going to bother him. A lot of it's been just a pressure that's been put on him as a team, as a leader, as a guy that needs to get everything done. He didn't have a running back, now they're trying to get him back going. I think a lot of it's offensive line. You're seeing it collapse on him, and just been good coverage the last couple weeks, and you know, he's been sitting there for a little while and just hasn't been able to get any open receivers. So, you know, little things happen. Hiccups happen. Brady's had bad games. Peyton Manning recently just had bad games, you know, and bad quarterbacks have had good games. So it's just a thing that I think if you stick with him, even in a bad game, he still put up 15 points or 14 points in fantasy. So.
Are you saying that the offensive line is Olivia Munn's fault?
Yes, I would say that's all. That's probably more of the case. They're thinking about her.
They're thinking about, he ended up with Psylocke. Like, she's playing Psylocke in X-Men Apocalypse. And he's like, she looks like her. She does look like the character. So they're thinking, Aaron Rodgers got Psylocke, and I'm dating some girl that looks like Apocalypse, maybe. I mean, who knows? It could be an issue. Maybe they're mad. They're letting them get hit a little bit. Okay. But see, this is the thing, and this is all sarcasm, but this is showing you folks, I mean, how asinine I think it is to say that this man can't enjoy his home life. And, you know, I mean, Tom Brady, for goodness sakes, was in Ted 2. It didn't make him not play football correctly. Mm-hmm. So, Eddie Lacy, I do want to make a note. They haven't been running the ball that much. You talked about the offensive line woes. That's going to affect the pass. It's going to affect the run. Not many attempts for Eddie Lacy. The most attempts he had in the game was 19. He's yet to get over 100 yards. He only has two touchdowns rushing. He's probable in this game. James Starks did nothing. 15 carries for 42 yards in Eddie Lacy's absence. But I almost wonder if they hand it off and say, all right, Eddie, go, because this isn't working for Aaron, and get him more comfortable. But it's funny. Once you go one-dimensional, even the Patriots, they're not one-dimensional anymore. They have LeGarrette Blount, and they had Deion Lewis and Brandon Bolden as well. So when you look at this team with Green Bay, I think being one-dimensional has affected them. And maybe you put Eddie Lacy out there, maybe you don't. I mean, James Jones is probable to come back with a quad injury. Eddie Lacy's coming off a groin injury, and he's probable. Aaron Rodgers' right shoulder injury has left him questionable, so that could be affecting him as well. I think we saw with Peyton that, you know, as good as he is, injuries happen, and it's going to affect him. So I look at Green Bay. I look at a big matchup coming up against Minnesota, and they're on the road, so it's going to be a tough one. But I don't know, maybe the only person I'm sold on is Eddie Lacy, just because they are so one-dimensional right now. Maybe they have to run the ball.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you become one-dimensional. Make it easy on defenses to shut you down. If they know that you can't run the ball, you're not making many attempts at running the ball, they don't have to defend against it, so they can play the extra man back. They can drop their linebackers back into coverage. And now Aaron Rodgers can have all the time in the world, but if he's got no one to throw to, you know, you still can't do anything. So you need to be a two-dimensional team. You can never rely on one or the other. And that's what I think a lot of these defenses are finding right now, that they just haven't been pushing the run game. I think they need to get that going. Once they get that going, they're going to fire up the Aaron Rodgers.
Found a great pun. You can never rely on a Manning. Thank you. As for you, Eli, love you. I do. This is the thing. He knows how to play the Patriots, but he struggles in other areas. And the NFC East, to me, it's like it doesn't. This year, it doesn't make. I mean, Washington, nothing makes any sense whatsoever.
They put up more points in one game last week than they have like all season.
Yeah, Washington beating New Orleans. The Cowboys are not healthy, which changes the dynamic of the team. Philadelphia's offense was not working at all. Now it's working a little bit. But Sam Bradford still hasn't figured out that 99% of the passes should go to Jordan Matthews. 99% to his wide receiver. Because Dallas could not cover him to save their lives. Nobody. Nobody could cover Jordan Matthews. So
that's the ball to him. I don't know how many routes they messed up. He threw it behind him. He was throwing to people that didn't think they were going to get thrown to the other day. I don't know. It was very weird. They're definitely off sync with each other. They can tell he wasn't getting many reps in practice.
I need to get on it. And the Houston Texans, speaking about getting on it, wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, he has a knee injury. He's questionable. He didn't practice. But he's a huge part of this team. So I would watch him on the injury report. But I would think you got to play a guy like this, because he has been still putting up big numbers in fantasy football despite the fact that he's been hurt, despite the fact that the Houston Texans, I know they just got a big win, but they've struggled this year.
Yeah.
Moving on to the, I love when I give all my reasoning and then we go over to the doctor and there's nothing left. I gave it all. I had everything with DeAndre. I was like, DeAndre, da-da-da-da. Tim. Yeah?
I got nothing to say.
Move on to the next one. You got that. So I'm 1-for-20. The Indianapolis Colts, Philip Dorsett, I mentioned him because he's done some nice things, hasn't practiced. He's questionable with an ankle injury. So he's a guy that, I mean, I guess you're in a really deep league. If you're in a really deep league, you pick for somebody like him. But Andrew Luck has not been himself at all. He's throwing an insane amount of interceptions for him.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't think he's going to play this week. They got him listed as questionable, but with that,
With the lacerated kidney, the 2 to 6 weeks that the line under it said that he would be back after the bye week.
Yeah,
the article that said,
and they still have him listed as questionable. I'm pretty sure I heard that he was not playing this week. So
yeah, I don't think he's going to play.
I'd watch that pick for your pick'em league. Watch that pick with Indy and watch him for your fantasy.
None of that. Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Titans on a Thursday night as we're doing the show here. So, and please make a note of this too. When you hear this, if it's after these matches have happened, there's still a lot of great things. These injuries linger on with guys, so you definitely want to listen to them. And you can go back and listen to any show to give you good advice on life in general, as we talked about arthritis and joints. Allen Hurns, Jacksonville Jaguars. I've been saying this since before the season started. I don't hear nothing from anybody now. Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson, both Jaguars wide receivers. I don't care the record. They're in the top 10 in fantasy points as wide receivers. Blake Bortles is in the top 10 for quarterbacks. And Allen Hurns has been questionable for the last couple weeks with a foot and thigh injury. He's been playing. He's probable this time around. You need to put him in the game. I'm not even allowing Dr. Tim Whiting to make a save. It's like, Tim, what do you want to say?
This is your team, so I'm going to let you go.
Hey, Tim, would you like to? No, you're good? Okay. We'll just jump right over that. But Marquise Lee.
TJ Yeldon, he's my one that I'm up in the air about.
TJ, he's been hurt. He's got that foot injury. He's questionable.
He hasn't done much.
Some people are still holding on. I don't think he's going to be a bad running back.
No, not definitely.
I think he needs to put some muscle on, though. Probably. I do think that. Abdomen injury for tight end Julius Thomas that has been on the injury report pretty much all season. He is probable to play, though. He still hasn't done a lot. Marquise Lee, though, wide receiver, who is also one of the return men. His hamstring injury, speaking of return, has taken him forever. He's been out, doubtful. So he is now probable to play in the game. I would watch to see what he does, though, before anybody goes jumping on him. Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, he has a groin injury that's been happening a lot, but he's probable to play, and he's practiced fully, and he's really the only guy that I tell people to play on Kansas City every week.
Yeah, he'll play. That's what they go to. They go to their tight ends.
The Miami Dolphins don't really have anybody that affects their offense on their injury report, and they don't have anybody that affects their offense that isn't on the injury report. Hey!
a lot of injuries on defense, though, so if you got Miami's defense, this is not the
I don't think the injuries are the reason. I don't think the injuries are the reason. Don't think it is. Something in the water. Minnesota Vikings. Matt. Asiata, quad injury, questionable. He's been limited in practice. He doesn't get the ball too much. The guy to look at, though, is Adrian Peterson. Hamstring injury, questionable. He's been limited in practice. But Adrian Peterson's one of those guys. I mean, he freakishly came back from an ACL, a torn ACL. I think he came back in 8 months when it was supposed to take over a year at least. So AP, you see hamstring, you see questionable, you see limited. I'm not concerned, are you?
No, I think he's going to play. Especially this big matchup this week, they're going to play.
Teddy Bridgewater, left shoulder injury, he's probable. He played a week after his concussion. He actually played last week, which was pretty surprising. The New England Patriots, you know, it's so rude when you're in the studio and the phone rings. That wasn't my phone, folks. Somebody else's.
Yeah, someone else's.
That's fine.
I'm a doctor.
It's Monty Teo's girlfriend. She wants to know what's up. I told you not to give that number out, Tim. I've learned. New Orleans Saints, nobody really to worry about. New York Giants, Larry Donnell, neck injury. He was out. He hasn't done much this season.
He's going to be out still.
The New York Jets, Eric Decker, knee probable. He's been good pretty much every week, and he's played.
He's been probable, questionable on the list every week. So
He's questionable every year. Wide receiver Brandon Marshall, toe and ankle injury, questionable. He's a limited participant. He's still been practicing a little bit.
Yeah, he'll probably play.
He'll most likely be out there. They're going up against Houston. Could be a big week for Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall. Ryan Fitzpatrick, though, left thumb injury. He's questionable. He's gone through injuries throughout the year. But he's found a way to stay on the field. I don't think Geno Smith's the answer, so I would venture to say they're going to play Ryan.
Yeah, they're going to play him, especially with the defense they got at Houston with Watt coming in and that win that they had last week. They're going to want all systems going, so he'll be playing.
Philadelphia Eagles, nothing to say about the Oakland Raiders here. Nobody to really worry about. Quarterback Sam Bradford, though, of the Eagles, concussion and a left shoulder injury has left him questionable. He hasn't practiced. And a concussion and the groin injury sneaking up again on running back Ryan Matthews has left him questionable, and he hasn't practiced. So this looks like two that need to be watched. I mean, they're going up against Tampa Bay. They're going to be at home. But Bradford and Matthews, I think these are two you got to kind of keep a close eye on because concussions are involved.
Yeah, definitely Ryan Matthews more than I'm worried about Bradford. But, yeah, concussions, it's a tough one to ever call week to week, so.
Nothing to worry about with Pitt. San Diego, Malcolm Floyd, shoulder injuries left him questionable, hasn't practiced. Antonio Gates, knee injury, questionable, limited in practice. Ladarius Green, who I feel like even when he's marked out, he plays in the game. But he has an ankle injury still. He's questionable, has not practiced. He'll be out there, though. I mean, Ladarius somehow finds a way to get out there. Anything to note of this receiving arsenal for San Diego? They haven't put up a lot of points.
Yeah, when they got them all questionable, you know, you're looking for them to be practicing and stuff. So probably Gates will play, and they'll most likely put Floyd in. Floyd hasn't been terrible. He's put some okay points up this season. So
Seattle Seahawks, Doug Baldwin, toe injury questionable, hasn't practiced. He's not doing too much. Running back Marshawn Lynch has had a hamstring injury. Now he has an abdomen injury. He hasn't practiced. He's questionable. He hasn't really played that well. So Marshawn, I mean, I have the handcuff. I have Marshawn and Thomas Rawls. So I have 24 and 34. I'm not sold on Marshawn. I didn't like what he was doing this season healthy, and I don't like what he's doing right now. I mean, he's not 100%.
That's the only thing that would hold me back is that he's not 100% and with an abdomen injury. Only positive is that you're going against San Francisco, so.
It's true. And going over to San Francisco, we have Carlos Hyde. He's questionable. He has been out for a little while with that foot injury. Colin Kaepernick, left shoulder, is probable, but how long is he going to be in the game? And you shouldn't have him on your team right now. That's just not smart. You're one of those people
If you have to start him right now, then there's other concerns. But he'll play, but you should have another quarterback.
Anquan Boldin, I dropped him. He has a hamstring injury, questionable, has been limited in practice. Not really sold on him. And Carlos Hyde, I really wouldn't say anybody on San Fran, even if they end up getting out there. I mean, I thought I could say Hyde, and that was all I was really saying at the beginning of the season, but there's not much coming out of San Fran that's positive. No.
Unfortunately.
St. Louis Rams, Stedman Bailey is suspended. Make sure you make a note of that. Can't come back until week 14. And Trey Watts, running back, is suspended indefinitely. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they've been on the list for a while. Vincent Jackson, still questionable with a knee injury. Still hasn't practiced. Austin Seferian Jenkins, the tight end, shoulder injuries, questionable, been limited. He hasn't been out there in a while. It's a shame because he was making to be the top target for Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can trust either one.
Yeah, I'd be keeping an eye on Jenkins for next coming weeks. You know, if he starts playing a little bit more to snag him, because a lot of people have dropped him.
Kendall Wright will be out with a knee injury for the Tennessee Titans, so he's somebody to watch. He's a good flex guy, but he's been hurt the last couple weeks. And finally, with the Washington Redskins, we have Alfred Morris, rib injury. He's probable, but Alfred Morris has not played well this year. Wide receiver Andre Roberts, ankle injury. He's probable. He's one of those, you know, freak guys if he has a good week. So that's the Washington Redskins. That's all 32 teams. We skipped over some that didn't really have anything to note here, but that is your fantasy football look in the wake-up call injury report presented by Dr. Tim Whiting of Sturp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. We talked to you about arthritis in joints, answer questions that Barb from New York had. Thank you, Barb, for sending us your topic. If you have a topic, send it out to us, dtstays@gmail.com or to twhiting44@gmail.com. For Dr. Tim Whiting and for myself, Dan Tatora, this is Wellness with Whiting. And before we go, as always, Tim, let everybody know the address, the phone number, how they can reach you, how they can get over to Sturp Chiropractic and get feeling better right now.
Yeah, so thank you, Barb, again, for those questions. It was great to have a new topic to talk about and know that someone was interested. So if you guys have any of that stuff going on, arthritis, worried about any of that, any kind of aches, pains, make sure you get in, see somebody, preferably me, obviously. But you can find us at Sturp Chiropractic and Wellness Center at 1628 West Genesee Street, Syracuse, New York. You can search us on Facebook at Sturp Chiropractic and Wellness. Myself, Timothy Whiting. Get a hold of me at twhiting44@gmail.com. Twitter, I am drwhiting44 for my handle. So anyway you guys want to contact us, go ahead. Again, the number is 315-472-7128. Give us a call. We'll be happy to get you in and help you guys out.
And that number will get you over to Dr. Tim Whiting at Sturp Chiropractic and Wellness Center, 315-472-7128. Let him know that Dan Tortora sent you. Appreciate it. Thank you for listening into the show. As always, we hope that it helped you. We hope we made you laugh a little bit. And we had some fun ourselves here on this side. So, as always, Tim, thanks for being a part of the show.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you soon on Wellness with Whiting here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app, as well as Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on iTunes.